Welcome to the Young Money Podcast with Ross Moret.
In today's episode, I'm giving you my top three tips on how to better manage your money. So whether we like it or not, money plays a big part in our lives. I'm a firm believer that money is not the most important thing in our lives, but it does play an important role in our lives. So at some stage in our life, it's going to determine where we holiday, what we choose to eat, where we can live, what we can do, basically. So from those perspectives, it does have an important part or an important role in our lives. So it's important that you learn how to manage your money as soon as possible and don't let it manage you. Because as soon as you let your money manage your life, then that's when disasters start to happen. That's when relationships break down. That's when money causes you stress in your life and it just makes you have a bad relationship with money. So if you can learn to control your money, you can learn to manage your money properly, then you're not going to feel guilty about spending money on yourself. Make sure you've got enough money allocated for holidays and the things you actually enjoy doing. So here's my three top tips on how to better manage your money. Tip number one is to know why you want to be better with money. So what is it? What is that thing? Why did you wake up one day and said, look, I need to be better with my money, or I'm terrible at budgeting. I just need some help. I don't know what to do. What is that thing? What is driving you to be better with your money? Is it maybe that you want to save for a certain goal? Maybe you want to save for a house deposit. Maybe you need a new car. Maybe you want to go on an overseas holiday. So you want to learn how to be better with your money so you can save up for those things. Maybe you realize you're in a lot of debt. So maybe you've got a lot of credit card debt and personal loan. And you woke up one day and you're like, look, shit, I'm almost 30. I've got all this debt. I've never been able to manage my money. Why is it? What's happened in my life that I can't manage my money? How do I get out of debt? What do I need to do? What steps do I need to take? Or maybe it's just you want to have a better relationship with money. Maybe you want to stop feeling guilty about spending money on yourself. You want to stop feeling guilty about buying those shoes or buying that nice new dress. Whatever it is, you need to figure out what that underlying issue is. Why do you want to be better with managing your money? Is it because you were never taught about money? You never learned about money at school? Maybe your parents didn't do a great job at teaching you about money, which in hindsight, they probably weren't taught about money themselves. So they've just kind of given you their kind of brief understanding of it, which might be right, might be wrong. Whatever that is, find out what that underlying reason is. Give me that goal. Give me that reason on why you want to be better with managing your money. Once you understand that, then we can move on to step number two. So step number two is to know how much you're currently spending, whether that's each week, each fortnight, each year, each month, whatever it is, you need to know how much you're spending. Now, you'll probably hear a lot of things online or in the media or on the news about it doesn't matter how much you spend, it's all about how much you earn. And I believe that is absolute rubbish. It does come down to how much you spend, because even if you make $1 million a year, which is just insane to think about, if you make $1 million a year, but you somehow spend $2 million a year, as simple as it sounds, you're going to be broke. So that goes the same if you earn $30,000 a year and you spend $50,000, you're going to be broke. So it really comes down to how much you spend. So I'm not saying that you need to cut back on what you spend. It's just knowing how much you're currently spending. So what I'd do is sit down and list all your current expenses that you have at the moment. So from big things like food, groceries, rent, electricity, rego, phone bills, new clothes, doctors, whatever it is, list down all your possible expenses that you can think of. Now, write down how much you think you spend on that each category. So if you say, well, I think I spend $100 a week on food. I think I spend $50 a week on fuel. Whatever it is, write down what you think it is. And then over the next week, 2 weeks, or even a month, if you want to go that far, is just start paying attention to how much you're actually spending on each category. So just make a note, whether that's in your phone or just a mental note, or you write it down on a bit of paper, however you want to do it. Or you use your bank and let them categorize things for you. I know a lot of the new banks let you do that. And just realize how much you're actually spending compared to what you thought. Now, you might be pleasantly surprised and you might have thought that you spend $100 a week on groceries roughly. And it turns out after you've been tracking it for the last 2 weeks, that you're actually only spending 80, which is great. The problem comes when you think you're spending 100 and you're actually spending 150 or 200. Now that's when the issues start to appear, is when you're spending a lot more than what you thought you were. So what I would do there is track it for the next couple of weeks, just to give you an understanding of actually how much you spend. And you might be pleasantly surprised that if you spend a lot less than you thought, then you're going to have some money for savings. If you're spending a lot more than you thought, then you might need to look at cutting down. Step number three is to take a closer look at how you currently use your bank accounts, or what we talk about with our clients is called bank account structure. How you use your bank accounts and how your bank accounts are structured has a big impact on how you manage your money, or how confident or how comfortable you feel with managing your money. So what I see, and my number one pet hate, is when people come in to talk to me about budgeting and we ask this question, is how do you currently spend money? How do you have your bank account structured? And we ask them to draw a diagram to say, right, income comes in here and then flows down, and how does it work? And for the majority of people, I'd say 85% of people that walk in the door, is that they have one single bank account. So they've got one account where the income comes in and all of their expenses go out. Now, this is just an absolute disaster, and it's a disaster waiting to happen if it's not a disaster already. Because the problem with this is all your money comes in, which is fine, but it's when the money goes out is the issue. So you might get paid on a Friday. What usually happens is we get paid on a Friday and then we spend all the money on the weekend. So we wake up on Monday morning, we've just blown our week's budget or blown our week's earnings, and then you still need to pay for groceries that week. You need to fill up your car. And just so happens that, as it always does, the electricity bill's due, your rego comes, your driver's license is renewable. All those big bills come at once and you're in absolute disaster. That's when we reach for the credit card. That's when we reach for a payday loan or a family loan. And then we start in that debt cycle. So what I'd suggest is take a closer look at your bank account structure. Now, this isn't going to work for everyone, what I suggest, but it might help. So what I would do is set up sub bank accounts. Now, before you run out and go and open a new bank account or contact your bank and open up a sub account, always check the fees, always check the fine print before you open any sort of financial product or any bank account, because there are fees associated with opening extra accounts. So I'd contact your bank first and find out what the fees are going to be, and then you make a decision from there. But what I would suggest is you have different accounts set up. So you have one for your lifestyle spending. So this might be for beers, clothing, coffee, lunches, those types of fun things. Have one for your regular bills. So this might be your groceries, this might be your rent, anything that kind of happens less than monthly. So this might occur weekly or fortnightly. So it might be gym memberships, things like that. And then have an account for your big bills. So these things that roll around more than monthly. So these might be your quarterly water bill, your quarterly electricity bill, your rates notice, your car registration that might only come twice a year or once a year, depending on how you pay for it. But by doing that, you're allocating money into a different account, so you know that when a big bill rolls around, you're not scrambling or you're not worried that you can't go out with your friends that weekend. You're going to take that money from your big bills account or your electricity account, whatever you want to call it, and then you can pay the bill there. So the key is to try and separate your accounts and allocate different amounts of money into each account depending on the frequency of those bills. So I'd go one step further as well and look at adding in an emergency account to your bank account structure. So emergency account is something that's very, very important, and I don't think enough people have these in place. So emergency account is useful for exactly that, emergency. So your fridge might blow up and you need to replace it. You might have a flat tire in your car. You might be in a car accident. Whatever it is, they're usually accidents, so you don't expect, you don't plan for these things. They just happen. So that's why they're an emergency. So by having the money sitting in an emergency account, it helps you to not affect the rest of your accounts or not affect the rest of your bills. And you've got money to pay for whatever it is that you need to pay for. So there's lots of different figures that people suggest on how much money you should have in your emergency account. But as a rule of thumb, I like to suggest that you have a minimum of 3 months' salary in an emergency account at all times, if possible. And I know for a lot of people, they'll like, that just blows their mind. Like, how on earth do you expect me to save that much money? But it's super important that that be your number one goal, is to try and have that emergency account built up and keep it there at all times. So that's if you earn, say, $2,000 a month, aim to try and have a minimum of $6,000 sitting in an emergency account. Ideally, that it's a little bit harder to touch, so something that you can't access too easily, and try and have that money sitting there at all times. So that's gonna allow you to pay for that fridge, that's gonna allow you to pay for that new tire, a car service, all that. Whatever it is that needs to happen to fix that car up, and it's not gonna affect your other bills. So what usually people do, or they say, is that they have a credit card for emergencies, which can be useful, but we end up just back in that same scenario I suggested before, I mentioned before, is that you use your credit card and then you have all intention purposes of paying it off. You're like, I'll worry about it next month. Next month rolls around, your car rego's due, your electricity bill's due, and then it's a dangerous and it's a slippery slope. Have an emergency account at all times. So those are my top three tips on how to better manage your money. First of all, get really clear and understand why you want to be better with managing your money. Understand what you're saving for, understand what your goals are, and just get super, super clear on that. And it's gonna give you the motivation or give you a little bit more comfort in terms you know exactly why you're doing this. Step number two is to know how much you're spending. So know your numbers, know exactly how much is going out the other end of your bank account in expenses. So get really clear on that. If you need to, set yourself a budget. I know a lot of people don't like that word or don't like budgets, but if you need to, so that's if after the 2 or 3 weeks of tracking your spending, you realize you're spending more than you thought, then it might be time that you sit down and just allocate how much money you should be spending, and whether that's drawing money out in cash or whatever you need to do to try and stick to that budget as best as possible. And number three is to take a closer look at your bank accounts. So be really cautious and be really careful about how you spend your money, how you have your bank accounts set up. So whether you need to take my advice and set up sub accounts, whatever you need to do to help improve your relationship with money, but by all means, I would get away as quick as possible from only having one account. That's just an absolute disaster waiting to happen if it's not a disaster already. As always, make sure you check the fees, check the fine print before you open any accounts, but definitely get away from only having one account and set up some sub accounts. So those are my top three tips on how to better manage your money. Hope that was useful. If it was, like, subscribe, follow below. And if you have any comments or have any questions, be sure to email them in, comment below, whatever you need to do to get me your questions, and I'll do my best to answer them for you or get back to you as quick as possible. And stay tuned for next week's episode.